Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you from Borgata today. And I'll tell you what's going on. The Phils are going on. They are happening, man. They are really, really playing some great baseball hot. And won a different kind of win. You know, one of the things that stands out, they're winning a lot of different ways. Last night, to come from behind variety. Fun victory. Look, we'll talk about that today. We'll do a lot on the Eagles. We'll do a lot on the Sixers today. Daryl Morey was on yesterday with Spike, and we'll get to that, his podcast. So an awful lot to do, including the Metallica tickets, all of it with you on the phone lines as we give them away today at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Don't microwave grapes.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't think so.
It's this massive science experiment I didn't even know about that people have been doing now for a while, where they take a grape and cut it in half and leave a little bit of skin attaching the two halves, and then they start the microwave.
What happens?
It creates plasma. It actually creates plasma. I don't think we should get too deep into how it does all this, but it's going to mess up your microwave.
Wow.
Trust me.
Wow.
If you take a couple grapes, or if you take a couple orbs, like spheres or something that have liquid within them, and hold them close to one another, and they'll resonate off of one another while a microwave is working, the microwaves work on them, it'll create plasma.
Well, I'll
it's
do that.
It's a crazy science experiment.
I'll tell you what to do. Play the way the Phils are playing. Holy mackerel.
You're right. That creates plasma.
Yeah.
Lights in the sky, bright stars
shining
bright every
night. So, look, let's get to this here. I mean, another way to win. Great stretch of Phillies baseball. You know, here's the thing, and we'll get to last night's game specifically in a moment, but let me just start big picture. You know, nothing that they've done in the last 3 weeks proves that they're going to make October. Nothing in the last 3 weeks proves that they're going to win in October. To me, what the last 3 weeks shows, and it's similar in many ways to what the last 3 years have shown, is that they're likely to get to October, that they should get to October, and that they can win in October. Now, one of the things I really want to draw out today, and of course I want to hear from those that are enthused and pumped up and all that at 215-592-9494, but I'm also curious today to hear from the doubters, because the doubters were louder this past offseason, and certainly in the month of April. That, you know, the naysayers were louder than the yes-sayers. They were. They were just louder. And there were more of them. And I'm curious today for those naysayers out there, what you're thinking now when you see this team. Again, if you call in and tell me they're going to stumble in October, I can't prove you wrong. But you can't prove yourself right. Here's what we know. They're a freaking good baseball team. They're really good. You know, and John, I thought last night specifically, and I guess I've said this a lot in the last week especially, but that was another one of those really fun wins.
I'll say.
I mean, that was a big-time comeback.
Coming from way behind, I will not deny that I was a bit worried. Even though, I really seem to be incredibly confident with a lot of our team's chances, comparatively speaking, and last night there were some dark moments when I'm thinking, man, this is rough. But we have a team with Trey hitting, and now he's running and stealing. I love that a lot. You know, please keep redeeming yourself, Trey. But our leadoff is a boss. You know, the bottom line, when this season started, Bryce Harper said, no more daycare, guys. And we have had mixed results. Like I said, I think it derailed the whole season at the start because the team didn't know how to be. The team didn't know how to act, and now they're learning. They've adjusted. They know how they're supposed to conduct themselves from within, and it's getting better. But man, our leadoff Bryson Stott, he has figured the daycare transition out. Bryson Stott he's finally got the experience to go with the greatness like he's got inside of him. This guy is a baseball head. He always has been. And now he just gets to prove it every time he leads off. And, man, it's been really cool to watch.
Well,
I'm glad for him. He's the one who's really buoying the daycare, though, right now.
Yeah.
The daycare needs to come along with Bryson Stott, the guy who's trying to lead the way. You got Alec Bohm, who is growing up and responding to adversity, but I don't know if we have time to wait for Alec Bohm. Brandon, but still, last night, when Alec Bohm is up, I'm glad he's at the plate. I know that Alec Bohm is probably poised to give us the hit that we need when it matters. Like, that's the way I'm feeling when Alec Bohm's at the plate, despite all the mess. So, that daycare, that's still, up in the air. That he needs to focus in. He needs to get better in that regard. And then you got Brandon Marsh has the world's lowest batting average, but he made major roads last night, major great plays last night, helped us win that game when it mattered most with some clutch hitting, which was awesome to see. Brandon Marsh, it's been up and down and up and down, and, we need it more up. We need that to even out. We need Brandon Marsh. We need Alec Bohm, those two members of the daycare to pull up on their end because Bryson Stott, he's leading the way. He has done what Bryce asked for. And Bryce needs to do his part, too. Bryce has not been Bryce yet. Bryce, you start being Bryce, too. The daycare will start, being grown up. Bryson leading the way.
Sure.
And this team is going to be hot when it matters most.
Yeah, I'm psyched with what I saw, and it really is in line with what I expected before the season started. And they had those two rough weeks, and that derailed a lot of momentum. But I can't imagine there's anyone out there that's not, number one, encouraged. I mean, come on. I mean, if you are, let me put it this way. I'm just going to be frank. If you're so down on the last 3 years in October, and there were things to be down about in October, I'm not pushing that aside. But if you're so down about it that you're not now enjoying this Philly season, I feel bad for you. Because I'm enjoying this Philly season. I mean, I got a team that I think's making October. And by the way, the Stott thing, John, he's now looking like an all-star. I'm not ready to declare it. It's too early. But, I mean, we knew 2 years ago in the 2023 season, and let's remember, that's when he hit the Grand Slam in the postseason, we knew that he had it in there.
I don't know how I feel with you throwing we around there.
No, in 23, I was very high on him. It was 22 and 24 that I was like, I don't know about this guy. He's really showing something right now. And of course, last night specifically, and you can weigh in on all this, at 215-592-9494. But last night specifically, the Phillies with the stirring comeback. If you missed it, let's give you a little taste because the Phillies were down. Now, let's credit Lizardo for hanging in there. This was not a game that the Phillies were on track to lose because the starting pitcher wasn't good. He was good. The bats just didn't do much for a while. But let's get to the eighth inning.
I saw a lot more attitude from him last night.
I like him, man.
I love Lizardo just because he's really good.
Yep.
But last night, for whatever reason, maybe it was the different park that,
Wait, so negative attitude or positive attitude?
Different attitude. No, it was like tough.
Good attitude. Yeah, that's what I thought you were saying. Yeah,
like,
exactly.
He is like a take charge, like no nonsense, like boss.
I'm impressed with the dude. I've been impressed with the guy.
At the focus, I was amazed at how, like, there was a little simmering anger underneath it all. Like, he's got a lot to prove.
Well, he does.
Which I love to see. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was there like that.
Well, you want that bulldog. I mean, especially because that's a big part of pitching in October. I mean, it really is. Let's get to how they came back. Because you can weigh in on all this at 215-592-9494. Phil certainly were in a hole. They were were trying to close out a series by sweeping it that they typically haven't been doing this year. They've been losing that third game a lot this year after going up 2-0 in a series. Well, last night it looked like they were probably going to lose. They're down 5-1. It's the eighth inning. And then in the eighth, Bryson Stott with a big hit.
Swung on, hit deep, right field. That one is long gone as Bryson Stott has cleared the stadium. He has hit one out of Steinbrenner Field. A mammoth three-run home run to right field, and it's a one-run game.
So the Rays have been getting those, you know, dink it over the wall kind of home runs earlier in the game, which, you know, in a lot of ballparks, I don't think those things get out. Stott's was not that variety. That was a shot.
Any ballpark that would have gone out.
Yeah, that was big time. That was so. Now you're down a run. Now the Phils needed to use the ninth in order to come back. Great job by Schwarber getting on. Great job by Rojas going first to third. You get the sac fly to bring him in. By the way, you're getting big plays throughout the game from JT defensively. Now you're in extra innings. So you've tied it up. Extra innings. You get that ghost runner on second to start it, and it was Marsh, Brandon Marsh, who has had so few hits this year. It was Brandon Marsh in the 10th inning that gave the Phils the lead for good.
Marsh swings and lines one to left center field. That's down for a base hit. Sosa will come home and score. Marsh headed for second. It's a leadoff double to start the 10th, and the Phillies have a 6-5 lead.
And then after another Trey hit, which gave the Phillies an additional run, let's get to the bottom of the 10th. You'll hear the emotion in Scott Fransky's voice. If you missed it last night, this was a fun one. This was one of those games where it was really enjoyable to see the Phils with what I'll call a stirring comeback. Strom with a lot of emotion out there. Fransky with emotion when it was Strom in the bottom of the 10th that closed it out.
Strom was awesome.
And the 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. He got him. And the Phillies come back and beat the Rays in extra innings. And they complete the sweep. 7-6 the final as Matt Strom gets the final out for the save. And the Phillies have swept the Rays here in Tampa.
That's,
you know,
big time
win. That was, you know, that attitude that we were talking about with Lizardo that I hadn't seen as much as I saw last night. That's the attitude, the Strom attitude.
Yeah.
Strom's got the attitude. It's the attitude that's like, yeah, I'm up here on this mound for
swagger.
A reason.
Strom has
and
a lot of swagger out
two
there.
Two letters. I'm not going to try to say what I was going to say. But, like, you know, he's going to say stuff with attitude.
What are the two letters?
I don't think I can say the two letters.
Oh, okay.
Wait, two letters? Is that Strom or Lizardo?
Yeah, like Strom is thinking these letters when he's...
Huh.
Letter.
Devin, I can't figure it out.
Does it start with an F?
Yeah, no. Oh. It's two letters and then
Oh.
I still don't have it.
Oh.
Okay, well, apparently John's being a good boy
you
today.
You got it? Anyway, Strom. No, these guys have a reason to be cocky. And they are pitching. They're pitching so well in part because they've got so much confidence, and it kind of builds on itself. It's great to see them feeling that confidence right now.
Yeah, I love it, man.